I promise you, you practice those four things and get better and better, your life will get better, not just emotionally, but financially.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Okay, you're a force of nature. I want you to tell, just right to the camera, all right? I want you to give like a five steps for someone that's, you know, either just going out or they're in the world but not getting what they want in life. How do you make that first million?
I got four steps.
Okay, four. Perfect. One, even better.
One is know your values, and it's not the personal experiential giving. When I say it's live with these values or ones like it, gratitude gives you perspective, makes your past better, your present even better than that, future brighter. Forgiveness. Learn forgiveness, right? In a value, you've got to forgive yourself.
Talk to them.
Forgive yourself. Three, accountability. You have to take control of your life. Ask yourself two questions. What did I do to attract this to myself? And what am I supposed to learn from it? Life is about lessons. Lessons are going to keep on coming until you learn it. It evolves itself as pain. You're going to forget every lesson you ever learned at one time or another. Every single lesson. But two, you have the power to remember lessons you've never even learned. So remember that. And then finally, realize what inspiration is. And this is the first tip, is these values. Inspiration, think about your life like this. I am a lamp. I'm plugged into the most powerful source of energy and light ever created. My heart is a light, right? So when I'm awake and sleep, I'm constantly plugged in. The only thing that stops me from generating so much power, why he can stay up so long, why I do, why we're so energetic all day long, is we have got rid of the interference between that which is the hugest power in ourselves and between others. So there, don't corrode the connection. Don't interfere with the connection. Work on cleaning that connection. That's number one. Two, be a student of your calendar. If you're not studying your time every single day with productivity and accessibility in person, on the phone, via email, and social media, you're not quantitative taking advantage. There's no work in the universe. There's activity you get paid for, activity you don't get paid for. Maximize the activity you get paid for. Three, ask. Ask how I can be of service. And two, most importantly, do you know anybody that can help me? Watch. You ask one person a day you don't even know, do you know what can help me? I'm trying to sell this. I'm trying to do this. On average, every person knows 1,000 people now because of social media. So you've increased your network 30,000 people literally by asking one person you don't know every single day, do you know anyone that can help me with blank? Next, last one, do it now. Most people, the woo-woo people, the spiritual people, the transformational people, talk about be present, and I never knew what that meant. I'll tell you what it means in a quantitative way. Do shit now. Meaning, I ask myself every day, can I do this right now? If I can do it, I do it now. I'll tell you why. It takes at minimum twice as much time if I don't do something now. And two, I put it in a do it now folder if I can't, and then I prioritize by what's important first. Right? I don't let urgency confuse me. If something's urgent and not important, I delegate it. I delegate it immediately. But I always have a repository, and I actually schedule, being a student of my calendar, okay, here's where I'm going to go to my do it now folder for the stuff that I couldn't do now. So if you know your values, gratitude, empathy, accountability, and inspiration, if you know to be a student of your calendar via a lens of productivity and accessibility, if you know to ask, how can I be of service, provide value, and more importantly, do you know anyone that can help me? And finally, do shit now. I promise you, you practice those four things and get better and better, your life will get better, not just emotionally, but financially. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode in any way or found any value, screenshot it, share it, however you'd like. My only ask is you help me empower others to be happy.